This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sayyidina Ibrahim, in one of the most beautiful verses in the Quran, talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said to his people, who is Allah to him? He said, الَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِ. He's the one who feed me and give me drinks. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I get sick, so sickness here, he's the one who will give me cure or make me healthy. So this is something for us also to learn. Meaning, the Quran talks about physical illness and it's part of the life. What should I do in the physical illness, right? Number one, I think all the time, it is Allah allowed it to happen. And then when I go to someone, I go to a physician to help me, to do a surgery, give me medications. When he or she is doing the surgery and I get, alhamdulillah, I recovered, I need to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the cure in the hand of the, for example, the surgeon. When I take a medications, I don't think the medication is giving me the cure. Is the medication by the will of Allah, Allah is making the medication works and I get better, including any medication you take for something as simple as headaches. So that's the physical. But the interesting concept that also is in the Quran is actually the sickness of the heart. And Allah repeated it in many places in the Quran where he said, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا, as he said it in Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. And their hearts already is sick. They have disease and Allah made it even worse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about disease or sickness, when even physical, this one is when he talked about ablution. And he gave the permission for those who are sick. And he said, مَرْضَى وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ. If you were sick or you were traveling, then there is an permission not to do wudu or to do the wudu in a limited way, as long as you don't get harmed. But if you get harmed, you can even don't do wudu, you do tayammum. Back to the disease of the heart. And Allah repeatedly said it. The disease of the heart is when the heart doesn't see truth as truth all the time and does not see falsehood as falsehood all the time. It alternates or it changes. And usually there is two forces in that heart. As a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the meaning of, he said, lammatan, the heart has two forces. Lammatul malak wa lammatul shaytan. There's a force of the angel and there's a force of the shaytan. When I want to do something and I know that this thing is not pleasing to Allah, and I have this voices, two voices inside me, is saying, don't do it, it's not pleasing to Allah. And the other voice will say, it's okay, it's only one time, Allah will forgive me, or whatever excuse or justification I want to do. Then my heart is sick. It's not dead, alhamdulillah. It's sick. And how sick it is, or could be not sick at all, if the good force win, that means I am absolutely fine. One of the interesting points where Allah mentioned في قلوبهم مرض, or there is a sickness of the heart, is when he talked to the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the chapter Al-Ahzab, the confederate. And he said, وَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. Don't speak softly or in a suggestive way, if you want to use that word. And then the person who has a disease in the heart is sick, not physically, the heart is sick, فَيَطْمَعْ, he will, and this is he will understand what you are saying in a different way, and he will have more desires. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we feel, and knows what affects us. Another one he said about the disease of the heart, where he said it in Surah At-Tawbah, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةً, when a verse is revealed, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيْكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِي إِيمَانًا. And people in between, this is in time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in Medina, where the two groups were said, what did this verse do to you? Now let's pay attention, because that's you and me. When I read the Quran, when I listen to a verse, what does it do to me? And Allah here, he said, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. When a verse from the Quran is revealed, the real believers, they are so happy and they feel good and have glad tidings. وأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم. Those who have sickness in their heart, have sick heart, when a verse is revealed, they will, what happened to them? They will, their heart will have more evil. Their heart will have more filth. Riches, one of the meanings of riches, they will have more doubt, basically. What does the verse of the Quran do to us? When I read this verse, and I should ask myself, am I that person? Or I am the other person where I am going to be closer to Allah and I'm going to be very happy? Or verses, I'm going to have more doubt? What does that mean? I'm not convinced? Then there is a disease in my heart. SubhanAllah, how subtle, in a very subtle way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us clues to look internally, to look into our hearts. And one of the best cure, subhanAllah, for the disease of the heart is the Qur'an itself. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. Allah said this, and we send down the Qur'an, and from the Qur'an, meaning the Qur'an, all of it is cure, shifa. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. However, the wrongdoers, they will even be even more losers. So diseases, sickness is a natural thing. It's something part of life. It's one of the tests that we go through. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He expect from me? I need to be grateful. I need to be patient. And sickness should bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the external one. The internal one, the disease of the heart, is the most important. Each one of us have to look at herself or himself every single day and ask the following question. Is my heart sick? Do I have a disease of the heart? Do I have jealousy? Do I have anger? Do I have arrogance? All these are diseases. Sometimes we don't know, but the way it helps me is what a verse in the Quran does to me when I read. Do I argue? Am I not convinced? Then my heart is sick. And what do we have to do? Number one, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure our hearts, to purify our heart. Allahumma alhim nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, our souls, our body, meaning spiritually, and purify it. And you are the best who can purify. Ya Rabbi, ameen.